Welcome to the Path to Podcast Success. My name is Evan Johnson, and I want to share with you how to develop and maintain a successful podcast. My guests and I will discuss all things podcasting and how your podcast can become an essential part of your business. That means more revenue, better relationships with your audience, and so much more. If you haven't already, check out our website at ipodcastedit.com and enter your email address to get each episode delivered directly to your inbox, along with some other free information I'm sure you'll find useful. Get ready to turn on your mic and join me on the path to podcast success.
All right, welcome to today's episode of the Path to Podcast Success. I have the honor to interview Emily Harmon today. Emily Harmon has 38 years of service to her country as both a naval officer and a civilian federal employee, which I think is pretty fantastic, honestly. Emily retired as a member of the Senior Executive Service in May of 2019, so it hasn't been too long. Emily's last assignment was Director of the Department of the Navy's Office of Small Business Programs, where she served as the Chief Advisor to the Secretary of the Navy on all small business matters. Wow, that is incredible. Emily finds deep satisfaction in helping others achieve their goals and realize their potential. She continues to serve through her business, Emily Harmon Coaching and Consulting, LLC, as a personal life coach, a small business consultant, and the host of Onward Podcast. And that last one is going to be most of where our focus is today because, you know, we talk about podcasts and everything related to podcasts, but all of her other experience ties into that. So without further ado, here is Emily Harmon.
Thank you so much, Emily, for being willing to come on my podcast today. I've been excited about our conversation.
Oh, yes, Evan, I have been too. So I'm looking forward to it.
So I like to start off in the same place with all my guests, and that is, what was your biggest fear when you first started out for podcasting? And did that fear actually end up coming true?
I think my biggest fear was, you know, would I be able to find enough guests? And then I guess I had two, and then enough listeners.
Right.
I have a problem with guests, and it's a good problem, I guess, because I have a ton of interviews done and a ton laid out. So I probably could publish one a week, which is what I do for the next year, and not run out of content. So I'd like to get my listenership up because I think that the podcast helps people. And I know it does, at least from the feedback I get. And so I want to get more people to listen to the podcast. And I know that's tough. I mean, there's so many podcasts out there, and there's only so much time that you can listen to a podcast. So,
exactly. So how did that happen? Have you been doing a lot of recordings?
Yes, I've been doing a lot of recordings. And for me, I retired from working for the federal government in May. And in my previous job, I had been the director of the Office of Small Business Programs for the Navy and the Marine Corps. So I knew a lot of people, and I worked for the Navy my whole career, so I have met a ton of people. And my podcast is focused on features conversations on facing adversity and moving forward in the face of adversity. And I know a lot of people who have faced adversity, so I just reached out to them, and then I started to publish, you know, what it was about, and people just wanted to share their story. People got excited. And so then, you know, my phone started kind of blowing up a little bit because I set up something on my website that's linked to Calendly. So people can just go on my website and click on be a guest. And then it asks them some questions and they sign up to be a guest. And so most of the people I know, but some people I don't know are signing up to be guests. So it's kind of cool. Right now I'm pretty much, almost November, it's the end of October, and I'm not doing any more interviews. Like my calendar, if you go onto my website to sign up, you wouldn't be able to schedule an interview until like January, February. And that's probably too soon based on how many people I have signed up already.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I mentioned right before we started recording that I have pretty much the same problem. I could probably go close to a year without needing to record more episodes if I released one episode a week like I've been doing.
Yeah.
So what are you planning on, upping it to twice a week or more, or are you just going to stick with one a week and just not record anymore until you go through the interviews you already have?
Well, it's hard not to record anymore because I keep meeting people that I'm like, oh, I gotta interview you. I gotta interview you. So I did a poll on my Facebook of the, you know, because I have an Onward Podcast Facebook group and a Facebook page. And I did a poll asking people if they would want me to publish more than one a week. And it was like 50-50. Some people said yes. Other people are like, no, there's no way that I can, you know, listen to that many episodes. So I'm not really sure what I'm going to do, but I also pay for somebody to edit my podcast. I don't have time to edit myself. And so if I go to twice a week, then that's twice as much money I'm paying a month to get my podcast edited. So don't know if I'm going to do that. There have been a couple of times I have posted like a special midweek episode, like on the 4th of July, I posted one about with some immigrants and their story of coming over to the United States. So sometimes when there's like a special interest month or something like Veterans Day coming up, I might post two in a week. But for the most part, I'm sticking to one every Monday.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure it's nice to know that everything's handled for so long in the future, not needing to be pressured to get content ready for each week.
That is nice. That is so, nice.
Yeah. So I want to dive in a little bit more into exactly why you started your podcast. So you retired back in May, you said, right? And congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
And so did you start your podcast? So you started your podcast after you retired. Why exactly did you start your podcast?
Well, actually the day after I retired, I published 7 episodes. So for the last year, that was the first time I dropped some episodes. So for the last year before I retired, I had been really thinking hard about what I wanted to do when I retired. So pretty much for a year, I was kind of working 2 jobs, not quite a year, but I was thinking about what did I want to do. I was setting up I figured out that I wanted to do a podcast, and I'll get to that, how I did that. And then I set up a website. I got I took some podcasting classes. I took Pat Flynn's Power Up podcasting class. I listened to podcasts. I started learning about them. And the way I came up with why I wanted to do a podcast and my topic, I guess, is I started to blog about divorce. And when I was blogging about that, I looked at other, because I've been divorced a few times, unfortunately. So I looked at other blogs about divorce, and they were all kind of negative. And I didn't want it to be negative, because divorce is also like overcoming adversity, and how do you move forward from that? And then I thought, I didn't want my podcast to be just on moving forward from divorce. I wanted it to be about moving forward on any kind of adversity that people face. And there's some common themes that come out in the interviews. So it just so happened that then I started listening to podcasts more, because I was living in Washington, D.C., and I had a commute that was like a 2-block walk. So I really wasn't listening to podcasts. Then I got transferred to the Pentagon, and I had a longer commute. So I started listening to podcasts. And then it just kind of went from there. I thought, I can do that. Then I started taking Pat Flynn's class, and it just went from there. And I really worked hard to be able to get to the point where I had, you know, they say have 3 or 4. I just dropped 7 because they were all different kinds of adversity topics. And I wanted my listeners to realize it's not going to be just about suicide, or it's not going to be about anxiety only, or not just about depression, but it's about all different kinds of challenges that people have overcome, inspiring stories. So
yeah, that's amazing. So it sounds like, is your podcast a part of any kind of business, or is it really just, I don't know, a hobby? I don't know if that sounds like the right word, but like what is it, just, are you just doing it just to spread that message and because it's something you enjoy doing, or is there more of a business related reason for wanting to start it?
Well, that's another thing that I'm working on. Like I also am a personal life coach. And because of working for the Navy for 38 years, and I rose, some of it was civilian, some of it was officer. I was in the sixth class of women to graduate from the Naval Academy. So I have a lot of leadership training and a lot of experience in mentoring and leading people. And so I figured that would be something that I would be interested in doing when I retire is coaching people. And so I also took a course when I was working on my podcasting. I took this other course by Jenny Shih, S-H-I-H is how you spell her last name. And it was called Make It Work Online. And it was all about setting up an online business. So then I'm kind of tying my podcast about facing adversity and overcoming obstacles to my coaching practice, but I haven't really started. I mean, I've got one coaching client now and I'm working on getting others, because now that I've got the podcast running smoothly, I'm starting to focus some on the coaching. So I'm leading a retreat coming up in November in a few weeks on vision boarding and things like that. I already have one client as a, you know, to be a coach for a client. So I'm going to start talking more about, which I haven't talked at all about, my coaching business on the podcast. So I'm going to talk about, you know, do you need help in overcoming adversity? That's something that I can do, because I've been sharing about me on the podcast and some of the challenges I've faced. For example, I interviewed my son who's, this week, it's 3 years that he's been sober from drugs and alcohol. So we had a mother-son talk about drugs and addiction and stuff. So I interviewed him. So I've been through that as a parent. My daughter has invisible illnesses and anxiety, and I've been through that, helping her through that. I've been through divorce. I've, you know, worked in a male-dominated work environment. So there's a lot of challenges and things that I've worked on and overcome that I feel like I can help other people with. So that I'm tying those two together eventually, but you know, that's the long-term plan.
Yeah, that's incredible. I actually work with two different high-level coaches and like work on their podcast for them. And I know that's something that's helped them. I have one, do you know Satem Magali?
No.
Online? Well, he's one of my clients, and he's a coach and a speaker, right? I don't know if you're interested in like public speaking, but
yes,
he also
I have that on my website too. Yes.
Yeah. He has a podcast, and as a result of the podcast, I forget what the event was called, but it was a big high level event with, I think Ryan Stueman was in it, and just like really high level people in the online space and in the coaching space was doing a live event. And the coordinator had listened to Satema's podcast and invited him to the event as a result of his podcast.
Oh, that's so cool. That's
awesome. Yeah. So I think that coaches and speakers are the kind of people who are some of the best potential when it comes to podcasting.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I love to public speak. I used to do that all the time in my last job. And that's something else that I'm working on too. In addition, is I'm a consultant for small businesses, because in my last job, I was the director of the Office of Small Business Programs for the Navy and Marine Corps. So advising the Secretary of the Navy on how the Navy and the Marine Corps can provide more opportunities for small businesses to participate in their procurements and support the warfighter. So that's another thing that I do is consult. And I speak at small business events, but I'd love to speak at other events outside of just small business. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's incredible. So, and do you do your coaching online, right?
Or do you
do it in person?
I can do it online or I can do it in person, but I live in the mountains, the valley of Virginia. So I don't know how many people are in this area, but definitely online. Yeah. Is mostly how I'm going to do it and do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's incredible. And so it sounds like, are you using our podcast now mostly to kind of grow a movement and grow a following? And then as time goes on, as the coaching business, as you begin to pour more into that, grow it, you're going to take that audience you've been growing and mm-hmm. implement the coaching business as well.
Right. Right. And it was kind of short notice, but I teamed with a friend and we advertised a retreat just for like 6 people in the middle of November. And I'm excited that we got 6 people. So we're starting small, just doing that. And that's something that's fun to do. And I'd love to see my Facebook group, the Onward Podcast Facebook group, grow and be a group where I'm, and it's starting to be that, where people are engaged in the posts that I make, but then they're also posting their own posts about making their own posts about overcoming adversity and helping other people in the group about challenges they have. So I'd love to create like a community of people that is thoughtful about adversity and helping spread the word that, look, you're not alone. Everybody has challenges. Everybody is insecure. Everybody has things that they've overcome. And even if a person's situation isn't exactly like yours, by listening to how they overcame it, you can come up with ways that you could apply that to your own situation. And that's why I named it Onward, because it's like, if it's authentic conversations on facing adversity and moving forward, moving onward.
Yeah, no, that's incredible. And I know that, that those kinds of groups have a lot of value. So I wanted to transition just a little bit into the back end of your podcast. And you mentioned before how you have an editor. Does that editor handle all parts of the podcast process or only some?
Basically, this is my process. So somebody will sign up on my website to be a guest. And when they sign up, I already have that set up to ask them, what three points do you want to make? What's your topic? So I know, you know, what adversity somebody's speaking about, you know, because we've all overcome a lot. So what is it that you want to talk about? What 3 points do you want to make? What social media or whatever links, resources do you want to share? And then I have a release form that they sign when they fill it out. And then I ask them to send me some pictures that I can use to post on social media. So that's the first step. Then the podcast, that Calendly link automatically sends them a Zoom link. So then when we conduct the interview over Zoom, and just like you do, where we just do the interview, and then later on, I'll record the introduction and the outro, or the intro and the outro. And then I load those files onto those recordings onto a Google Drive that is connected with that my podcast editor has set up. So, and it's a company that I use. So a small business. So I load it up to a Google Drive. And then what I have to do is tell them where I want them to make edits. I mean, they're automatically going to take out the ums and try to, you know, make the sound, you know, engineer the sound so it's good. But like in the middle, if I say, mess up, or if I say, I don't know what else to ask you, what should I ask, or something like that, you know, we take some of that out. So I'll tell them at minute 5, take this out, stop and start here. Or sometimes an interview goes a little too long, and then I have to, because I don't want them to be over an hour, I'd like to be 45 minutes to an hour, or shorter is fine. But sometimes if somebody goes long, then it takes me longer to edit it. But what I try to do is say, you know, and then Sarah started to talk about, you know, umpty squat, and then just use some of her stuff, but not all of it. So kind of help get through the interview that way. And so then they write the show notes and they edit the file and then they send it to me. And then I review the show notes, making sure that I think they're good. And then they schedule it in Lisbon
to post. Right, okay.
And then I do the social media advertising, right, posting about it. So that's kind of the process.
Right. How has that process been working for you? Meaning how much time do you think you save having that outsource and help?
I have no idea because I've never tried editing, but I just know it's something that I would get frustrated with. So I think it's important to focus on where you're good and get other people to help out where you have a weakness, or, you know, it's not something I want to do. I don't have the attention span to do fiddling with the recordings and getting it right. So I think it's saving me a ton of time and frustration.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So, you know, as we kind of wind down the podcast, I'd like to ask for those listeners out there who are unsure about whether or not a podcast is what they would be right for their business, or just to have one, what would you say to them? What would be your number one tip?
I would say go for it, because it's a way that you can communicate with a ton of people easily in a short matter of time, you know, and easily, and reach so many more people than you could if you didn't do a podcast. And people are putting their podcasts on YouTube as well. So I know some people are like, well, should I have a YouTube channel or a podcast channel? You can do it on, you can post the videos or just post the recording on YouTube. So it's a way of reaching the whole world.
Yeah, no, that is incredible.
That it's is scary. Very true. I mean, there's been times when I've been like, oh, I don't know, should I keep going? I don't know. I only have 85 downloads on this episode, but then it goes up. I mean, some episodes I have, you know, 200 to 300, and it's, you know, like Pat Flynn says, just imagine if you have 300 people in a room and you're speaking to them. And plus the episodes are evergreen. So, you know, as the podcast becomes more and more known, people will go back and listen to those. And then, you know, Pat Flynn didn't start with, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of downloads he has, but he didn't start with that right away, right? You got to start somewhere. So start and don't quit.
Exactly. Yeah, incredible. Thank you for that. And thank you, Emily, so much for coming on the podcast. For those who aren't interested in what you have to say and what you do, where can they find you?
My website is emilyharman.com. And my email is emily@emilyharman.com. And for the podcast, it's just, if you just search Onward Podcast, you'll find it.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much again for taking the time to come on the show. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Evan. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Path to Podcast Success. Make sure to head over to ipodcastedit.com to check out the show notes and get each episode of the show delivered right to your inbox. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or whichever audio service you use. If you want to continue the conversation, or you have a topic you'd like me to discuss on a future episode of the show, please don't hesitate to reach out. Thank you again for tuning in, and I'll see you on the next episode as we continue down the path to podcast success.